assistant looking into something or perhaps investigations going on behind the scenes. But publicly, on the record, no such investigation has been confirmed. And also, there have been other lawsuits of some women coming forward with other similar accusations and allegations. And who knows if others might come forward as well. Remember, the Adult Survivors Act is set to expire at the end of this month in the state of California. And we know that Diddy, that is where he has primarily resided. So you never know if others might come forward between now and the new year.
And you spent so much time talking with Tiffany, and you can tell, even watching that back, not being in the room with her, that she has been so deeply impacted by what she says she witnessed. She has been able to sort of take this and turn it in a way, right? Can you explain that?
So she calls herself an activist, right? She's not just a singer, songwriter, who's worked with so many stars, like I mentioned, Zendaya, Jason Derulo, Cassie. You know, she is somebody that has started an organization called the 100 Percenters. And that's, she says, comes from the fact that she always gives 100%. And this is about advocating for equal pay and fair rights for those who are both artists and writers and music producers, and helping also get them out of archaic music contracts. So she has turned her tragedy and her trauma into something positive. But she said that speaking out to NBC News, speaking out to us, has helped her heal. And she also wants to stand up for her friend Cassie and validate what's in that lawsuit.
Amazing.
The transatlantic slave trade, male-female relationships from Lene and P. Diddy. Oh my God.
All right, guys, welcome to the show and happy Wednesday. We got a lot to talk about. There's a lot going on in the world. A lot of people are saying 2024 is the year of exposure, and they may damn well be right because a lot of people are getting exposed this year. We're going to be talking about P. Diddy, Sean Combs, whatever it is you want to call him, the fact that his house was recently raided, and the investigation is probably going to go through as far as all the sex trafficking allegations that have been placed against him. Plus, we got a ton of girls just being punched in the face in New York City. I don't know what's going on there. Also, a bridge in Baltimore collapsed after a ship collided with it. Now people are getting all conspiratorial about that. But one thing they're getting wrong is the accusation that DEI had something to do with it. But we're going to get into all that and more. Before we do, we got Taylor in Nashville.
Hey, happy Wednesday. Did he do it? That is the question of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like he done it. Did he did it? Okay, let's just go ahead and put that out there. At least that's what I believe, okay? Don't send any shooters for me. I believe he did it. Now,
allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. No, we're going to get into all this P. Diddy stuff because you guys have probably been seeing his name all over the news. As I said, his house was raided recently by, I believe, the FBI and the DOJ, who and they're looking for evidence, so they say, in regard to this large sex trafficking ring that he allegedly was running. They're calling him the Jeffrey Epstein of hip-hop. But for those of you who are unfamiliar, I'm going to let somebody else break it down and give you all the major details. We can watch this together and sort of get our feet on the ground when it comes to this story.
Federal agents raided the L.A. and Miami homes of billionaire hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs. Homeland Security conducted the armed raid in an alleged sex trafficking operation. TMZ later capturing Diddy pacing around a private Miami airstrip. Diddy wasn't arrested, but his phones were seized. And there's speculation tonight that he's fled the country. We can't confirm it. Just breaking tonight, though, Diddy's attorney is putting out a statement saying, quote, there's no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities. This unprecedented ambush, paired with advanced coordinated media presence, leads to a premature rush to judgment of Mr. Combs and is nothing more than a witch hunt. We believe the raid was triggered by a litany of lawsuits, including from his own ex, alleging abuse, rape, and sex trafficking. Diddy settled that one. But then, 2 months ago, his former producer, Rodney Lil Rod Jones, filed an explosive lawsuit containing disturbingly graphic and disgusting details that not only implicate Diddy, but aim straight at the heart of the music industry. An elaborate racketeering, blackmail, and sex trafficking scheme that his lawyers compare to Jeffrey Epstein's.
Yeah, I was going to say, does that at all sound familiar to you guys? Sort of racketeering blackmail scheme that involves the sex trafficking of minors. Are we at all shocked to hear that this news is happening within, you know, yet another elite industry here in our country? No, I'm starting to think you're not going to find an industry in this country where stuff like this isn't happening. Of course, we have the whole Jeffrey Epstein back and forth, he who did not kill himself, that we've all been talking about for a very long time now. This, of course, comes on the heels of the conversations we've been having surrounding Nickelodeon and the Quiet on Set documentary that recently came out that involved, yes, the sexual assault of minors, not just one, many. So, am I at all surprised to hear that this is also happening within the hip-hop industry and that there may be a blackmail scheme involved with this? No, I am not. And interestingly enough, this is forcing me to go back in my memory to hear about, to think about other rappers who have spoken out about this. And you all know when Kanye was on his whole, what we were calling a crazy rant, when he was talking about all these different rappers and just coming out with these just bombastic statements, I'm going back and listening to a lot of this stuff and I'm like, you know, he's sounding correct, because he was in an interview talking about P. Diddy and saying P. Diddy was a fed and that he is working alongside the feds in some sort of major scheme. He did not state what that scheme was, but now that I'm looking back at it, blackmail, racketeering, you know, shuffling around of new elite people within the industry, blackmailing political figures and other elites, is starting to make a little bit of sense. It's starting to make a little bit too much.
See you next week, folks. Oh, my goodness.
Had a dream that we all found love in the world of believers. Ain't nobody believe. Give me hope so I won't give up. We got targets on our back, but we're not afraid to bleed. Don't need no rest, no. Long as you're by my side, we'll never lose that fight, no. I swear these twisted roads, someday they'll lead us home. Stay with me now, stay with me now. Just like a fire and a smoke, yeah, we can keep each other close. Stay with me now, stay with me now, stay with me now. We all found love in the world of believers.
and nobody believes. Give me hope so I won't give up. We got targets on our back, but we're not afraid to bleed. Don't need no rest, no. Long as you're by my side, we'll never lose that light. No, I swear these twisted roads someday they'll lead us home. Stay with me now, stay with me now. Just like the fire and the smoke, yeah, we can keep each other close. Stay with me now, stay with me now. Stay with me now.
Yeah, we can keep each other close. Stay with me now. Stay with me now.
Had a dream that we all found love. Ain't nobody believe us. Ain't nobody believe. Give me hope, so I won't give up. We got targets on our back, but we're not afraid to bleed. Don't need no rest, no. Long as you're by my side, we'll never lose that light, no. I swear these twisted roads someday they'll lead us home. Stay with me now. Stay with me now. Just like a fire and a smoke, yeah, we can keep each other close. Stay with me now. Stay with me now. Stay with me now.
Just like the fire and the smoke, yeah, we can keep each other close. Stay with me now.
roads someday that lead us home. Stay with me now, stay with me now. Just like the fire and the smoke, yeah, we can keep each other close. Stay with me now, stay with me now. Had a dream that we all found love. Ain't nobody believe us, ain't nobody believe. Give me hope so I won't give up. Targets on our back, but we're not afraid to bleed. Don't need no rest, no. Long as you're by my side, we'll never lose that light. No, I swear these twisted roads someday they'll lead us home. Stay with me now, stay with me now. Just like the fire and the smoke, yeah, we can keep each other close. Stay with me now, stay with me now. Stay with me now.
Stay with me now.
I swear these
us home. Stay with me now. Stay with me now. Just like the fire and the smoke, yeah, we can keep each other close. Stay with me now. Stay with me now. Had a dream that we all found love. Ain't nobody believe us. Ain't nobody believe. Give me hope so I won't give up. We got targets on our back, but we're not afraid to bleed. Don't need no rest, no. Long as you're by my side, we'll never lose that light, no. I swear these twisted roads, someday they'll lead us home. Stay with me now. Just like the fire and the smoke, yeah, we can keep each other close. Stay with me now. Stay with me now. Stay with me now.
Right now, we all might feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone with smaller social circles, feelings of loneliness and isolation can feel overwhelming. But there's something we can all do to help. Connect with your older loved one virtually and have the conversation of a lifetime with StoryCorps Connect. Anyone can conduct an interview, and every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history. Connect, honor, share at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Morning news update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark and Savannah. I know you love the thing you've got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. Shake. I am the killer. I am.
am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey, girl.
Takes a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot. His name's Pop. Takes a lot. You think he's acting, but he's not.
My name is Mark. Thanks a lot. My name is Mark. Thanks a lot. My name is Mark.
We know what we're knowing, but we can't. From their self-titled fourth album, which came out back in 1989. That's Lovin' Rockets with Soul Alive here on the Viva La Mock radio program. David Jay, bass player for Love and Rockets, original member of Bauhaus, celebrating birthday number 64 tomorrow. So I figured I would throw that out there for you to kind of wrap up the first set of music that hopefully gets you off on the right foot for this little thing we call the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the Love and Rockets, Doctor and the Medics in there with their version of Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky. Also played some Talking Heads, because sometimes I just feel that we're all on that road to nowhere. Speaking of nowhere, Lou Reed started off the entire set from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because I'm nowhere, but I'm everywhere. Right? Right? I'm not going to go meta on you, but I'm in your phone right now. Maybe I'm on your car stereo, your home stereo, your laptop, because it's a show called Viva La Mock. And I am the Mockster. My name is Paul. Lou Reed likes to call me Mock. You can call me Mock. That's how it works. For the next almost 4 hours, 3 hours and 44 minutes, I'll spin some tunes for you. Tell you things about the tunes I spin, and hopefully you enjoy it. If you have a suggestion for a song you'd like to have me include on a future show, so that I'm literally spinning tunes for you because it's a song or a, you know, something you want to hear, send me an email. Email address is wrcrequest@gmail.com. Mention how David Jay's birthday is tomorrow, so we're just getting a jump start on it. You know what else happened tomorrow? Well, I don't know, because tomorrow hasn't happened. But you want to know what happened on that date. So historically, let's go back. Do you want to know what historically happened back in 1983? Not a long time ago. This little rock and roll outfit went out to the Mojave Desert and played a concert. Said concert has been noted as probably the precursor to what we now know as Burning Man. That little rock and roll outfit. The Minutemen.
Train, but everybody does me the same. Double light and dirty reflection. I'm lost, babe, I've got no direction. And I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Come on. Does a man run at you? Made a man saying I can't do. You lost your mind stuck in a world. Your honey's such a stupid girl. Now I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Come on. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. Living in a world insane. They cut at the heart and the brain. The bell never love well done. Your baby don't know how it hurts to be stranded on your own. Stranded far from home. Alright. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you got to feel me alone. Come on. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded.
Yeah.
from his So Alone album, which came out back in, I believe it was 1978 for that one. Johnny Thunders here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Now, a couple interesting points I want to make about not only that song, that album. So that was the first Johnny Thunders album without the Heartbreakers, without the Dolls. So truly his first solo album. And that was what was called a diss track. So it was a response. You know, artists don't seem to be doing this much these days. But that was a response to the fact that the Sex Pistols on Nevermind the Bollocks had the song I played right before that, New York, which was a dissing on the New York Dolls. So Johnny Thunders was like, well, guess what? I'm going to throw a track that disses on you, Sex Pistols. And what's amazing about this So Alone album, he had members of the Sex Pistols play on the album. Yeah, Steve Jones and Paul Cook actually played on the album. Phil Lynott from Thin Lizzy's on that album. Chrissy Hynde, Steve Marriott. So talk about an all-star cast that he got to sit in with him for that first solo album. As I mentioned, Sex Pistols with New York before the Johnny Thunders. Played the Saints last week. If you're listening to the program and you heard me do my Midnight Oil Mock, and then afterwards I played some more underground-ish artists from the Australia area. How about that? The area of Australia. Saints, another great band out of Australia from the late 1970s. As I mentioned, I'm Stranded. And then the Minutemen. The Minutemen from the Double Nickels on the Dime album. Because this ain't no picnic. Truly it isn't. It's the Viva La Mock show. No one said there's catering, food service, craft services. I don't even know what you call it. Sometimes I just call it lunch. Hey, speaking of, whenever I play the Saints, I've got to let you know about another great program. Now, if you're listening to my encore show on Tuesday, hopefully you just got done listening to it, because I'm talking about A Minute Pause, which is almost an insignificant amount of time rather than a minute pause, which is 60 seconds of space. So I need you to get it straight. A Minute Pause happens from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. each and every Tuesday with your host, Sean Watson. And he plays the Saints a lot. And that's okay, because I enjoy listening. We got about a half hour left before we get to the top of the hour, which means we're only a half hour into this program called Viva La Mock. I appreciate you finding me, tuning in, setting your Friday night or Tuesday afternoon clock to this program. Would you believe, on this day, 45 years ago on this date, the Ramones released their debut album. Would you believe that? I don't, but it's true. The second single from that album.
Hey, little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Feel a deep end. What do you say? You love me, babe. What can I say? Because I wanna be your boyfriend. Hey, little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Boyfriend. Hey, little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Do you love me, babe? What do you say? Do you love me, babe? What can I say? Because I wanna be a boyfriend. Hey, little girl.
About how much someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.